This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera, and we will focus our shir in what we read on Rosh Hashanah, the story of Yishmael being kicked out by Sarah and Avraham. And we will start with chapter 21, pasuk number 9, where there the pasuk says, "Vatere Sarah, Sarah saw as Ben Hagar Hamitzris, the son of Hagar the Egyptian, Asher Yoldo LeAvraham." That was born to Abraham, meaning that Abraham gave birth, Metzachek Making. Before we go into details on what Metzachek is, what Making means, it's interesting to note that the whole story is referring to something that Yishmael did. That the son of Hagar, who was born to Abraham, is referring to Yishmael. But yet, the name Yishmael doesn't appear in the whole parsha. Every time Yishmael is referred to in this parsha, he is referred to a different name altogether. First, he is referred to the son of Avraham. Then, Sarah tells Avraham, send this slave woman and her son. Then, Avraham is upset because of his son. Then, he is called Yeled, the child. Then he's called Nar, the youth. And until the end of the story of Yishmael, we do not see anywhere Yishmael referred to by name. This question is asked by the Zohar. The Zohar in this week's Parsha, Daf Kof Yud Ches Omed Beis, brings in the name of Rab Chiya, that from the day that Yitzchak is born and Yishmael was in the house of Avraham, you could not find Yishmael be called by his name. And the Zohar explains why. The Zohar says, Be'asar de dahava sharia susfisa loit karkamai, meaning that in a place where you have gold, you do not mention any of the other cheap materials. Meaning that until Yitzchak is born, Yishmael, which is considered a cheap material, since we don't have anything better, then Yishmael is mentioned. But now that Yitzchak is born, the gold is here, then we do not mention anymore Yishmael, because Yishmael is considered inferior materials, and in front of Yitzchak, that is gold, Yishmael is nothing, therefore it's never mentioned Yishmael, it's mentioned as Ben Hagar Hamitzris, the son of Hagar, or different description, but not Yishmael. There is a question on this Zohar, because in the end of Parshas Chayesara, chapter 25, pasuk number 9, after Avraham died, there it's written, Vayikvaru oiso Yitzchak veYishmael bonav, that Avraham Avinu was buried by Yitzchak and Yishmael, his sons. We see clearly there that the name Yishmael is mentioned, even though the name Yitzchak is also mentioned. We do not use there a description of Yishmael. We call Yishmael in his proper name. Now, if you tell me that whenever Yitzchak is around, Yishmael shouldn't be mentioned because Yishmael is considered to nothing, then the question is, how come the Torah writes down there Yitzchak and Yishmael together? In truth, the Zohar is very exact. And the Zohar says, "Meyoyme desyalad Yitzchak v'have Yishmael bebeisa de Avram," that from the day that Yitzchak is born and Yishmael is in the house of Avram, then the name of Yishmael is not mentioned. The Zohar seems to stress that this rule only applies when they're in the house of Avram, meaning when both are in the same place. We are comparing importance between both in their place, then Yitzchak is definitely considered gold, and when you have gold, you don't mention anymore Yishmael. But when they are not in their place, when they are somewhere else, then Yishmael also has a chashivas, has an importance, even though he is considered an inferior material. Therefore, since that pasuk there is mentioning by the burial of Avraham, then we aren't discussing anymore Avraham's place, and since we're not discussing Avraham's home, then Ishmael gets himself an importance. Therefore, it's referred to there that they buried them, Yitzchak and Ishmael, his son. I wanted to answer the question why Ishmael's name is not mentioned in this week's Parsha, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches Omed Beis. There the Gemara is discussing the Pasuk in Mishle, Proverbs chapter 10, Pasuk number 7, where the Pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whenever you remember a Tzadik, you're supposed to add a blessing. V'shem Reshoi Mirkav, and the name of evildoer should get rotten. And the Gemara brings actually the source for this, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that a Tzadik is supposed to mention with a bracha, from this week's Parsha, on chapter 18, Pasuk number 17, where Hashem is telling Avraham that he's planning to destroy Sdom. Hashem says, Amachasa ani me'Avram, asher ani yoise, am I going to hide from Avram what I'm going to do? And as soon as it's mentioned Avram, it's mentioned, V'Avram hoyo yiyah legoy gadol v'otzum, Avram is going to be a great and powerful nation. And the Gemara implies that the only reason that Hashem is giving these words of praise is because Hashem mentioned the name Avraham. Once we mention the name Avraham, we require to add some words of praise to gather the name. And the opposite, when you mention an evildoer, you also have to make sure that you explain his bad actions, meaning that you make his name rot. And that we take from last week's Parsha in chapter 13, Pasuk number 12, where it says that Lot pitched his tent up to Sodom, and right afterwards it's written, Ve'anshe Sodom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem me'oit, and the people of Sodom are very evil to Hashem. And that is normally the interpretation of V'shem Reshoim Yirkav, that the name of the Reshoim should rot, meaning that every time we mention somebody evil, we add Yemach Shemoi VeZichroi, that his name should be erased, or other adjectives. And the Gemara gives another interpretation in the name of Rabbi Elazar. What does it mean, V'shem Reshoi Mirkav, that the name of the wicked will rot? And this interpretation is stressing the word V'shem and the name. What does it mean that you're going to make the name rot? Omar Rabbi Elazar says, Rakvivus tala bishmoisam, that you should make sure that rust grow in their names. Normally, rust grows when you don't use something. If you don't use your silver, then it's going to get rusty. If you don't use some metal, it's going to get rusty. Rabbi Elazar explains, the loy maskinon bishmayo, that we should not use the names of the evil people. Meaning that if you have to name your child, be careful not to name your child by the name of an evil person. For example, you should not name a child by the name of Bilam and Nimrod, since those are evil people, and since we have to cause their name to become rusted, therefore, make sure your child is not named by their name. Tosfos Yeshenim asks a question. We know that we have a great sage called Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel also had an academy. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Shmuel is quoted every morning in davening. Or we say Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Bishloish esre midois atoira nidrashes, that through 13 pretexts the Torah is expounded. The question Tosfos asks, if you're just telling me now that we cannot call a person by the name of an evildoer, how was Rabbi Shmuel's father allowed to call him by the name of Ishmael? Tosfos continues that if I hold that Ishmael did tshuva, that Ishmael repented, as the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis 16b learns from the pasuk that we mentioned on Bereishis chapter 13, pasuk 9, Vayikberu oiso Yitzchak veYishmael banav, that they buried them, Yitzchak and Ishmael, and since it's written first Yitzchak and then Ishmael, even though Ishmael was older. Rashi brings from the Gemara, Mikan also Ishmael Tshuva, from how you learn that Ishmael did Tshuva, Vehoilich as Yitzchok Lefonov, and he sent Yitzchok in front of him, meaning that he gave way for Yitzchok because Yitzchok was more worthy or more righteous to go in front of him. We see that Ishmael did Tshuva. But according to the opinion that Ishmael did not do Tshuva, Tosfos asks a question, did Rabbi Shmuel's father name him Ishmael? Tosfos answers in the name of Rabbi Elchanan that Ishmael is different. Since Ishmael's name was given directly by Hashem, meaning that on Bereshis chapter 16, Pasuk number 11, there the angel tells Hagar, Hinoch Hora, you are pregnant, Violat Bain, and you will have a child, Vekaroso Shmo Ishmael, you should call this child name Ishmael, Kishoma Hashem Elyonich, that Hashem listens to your affliction or to your prayer. Since the name of Ishmael was given directly by Hashem, then even if it turns out to be evil, we could still call the person by the name Ishmael. Based on this Tosfos, I wanted to answer that the reason Ishmael is not mentioned in this week's Parsha, according to both opinions, according to the opinion that Ishmael did Tshuva, and according to the opinion that Ishmael did not do Tshuva. According to the opinion that Ishmael did Tshuva, meaning that he eventually repented, the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Nun Ches, Amud Beis, 58b, the Mishnah says, Keshem she'oino be'mekach u'memkar, the same way that you could agree with somebody by buying and selling, meaning you could cheat somebody in business, you could overprice him, or you could misrepresent what you're giving, kach oino bedvarim, so too, you could agree with somebody if words, meaning you could insult somebody, you could cause them aggravation through words. The first example the Mishnah gives is a business transaction. Lo yoy maloy, a person should not go into a store or go to a person says, Bekamo chafetze, how much do you charge for this item? How much do you want for this? Vehu ein roitze lekach, and he is not interested in buying. A person cannot go into a store and ask, how much is this, how much is that? If he has no intention to buy, he could go to the salesman and say, I have no intention in buying. How much is this? How much is that? The salesman will probably help him because the salesman still hopes that you're eventually going to buy. But if you have absolutely no intent to buy, by you asking how much this is and how much that is, you are deceiving him and you are causing him aggravation. And even if you did not cost him any money, nonetheless, you transgress Oinoz Dvorim, which means aggravation through words. But the second interpretation, which is the interpretation that we are going to use, the Mishnah continues, Im hayu baal tshuva, if a person is penitent, meaning that person repented, he was a sinner before, and now he repented, lo yoy maloy, zechor ma'aseh harishonim, somebody should not go over to a baal tshuva, to a person who repented, and say to him, remember your past deeds, meaning, remember the deeds that you used to do before you repented, because by you reminding him of his past sins, you're going to cause him aggravation, and that is considered oinoz dvorim, aggravation through words. According to this could be that since Ishmael did tshuva, meaning Ishmael eventually became a baal tshuva, he repented for his sins, Hashem did not want to specifically mention his name during the commission of the crime. Meaning that Hashem is relating the story of Ishmael because the story of Ishmael brings important messages for the Jewish people. But since Ishmael repented, and as we mentioned, reminding a person who repented of his previous sins is considered oinoz dvorim, a grieving if words, Hashem did not want Ishmael to be aggrieved. Therefore, Hashem went out of his way to describe Ishmael in different terms. That here is called Nar, lad, then it's called Yelet, boy, then he's called the son of Abraham, then he's called the son of Hagar. All different terms, as long as we don't have to mention the name Ishmael and embarrass him, since he did tshuva, since he repented, and we're not allowed to embarrass a person who repented. And according to the opinion that Ishmael did not do tshuva, since we have the rule Shem Reshoi Mirkav, that the name of a Rasha should become Ratan, and since Ishmael is a Rasha, according to the opinion, he did not repent, but since Hashem is the one that gave the name to Ishmael, we don't want to make obvious that Hashem is not following the rules. That since we have the rule of Shem Reshoi Mirkav, that we have to obliterate the name of a Rasha, and we know that the name Ishmael we could use because Hashem is the one that gave the name to Ishmael, but nonetheless, we don't want to use Ishmael's name when he's doing something bad, as here, when he's metzachik, when he's mocking, and we are going to explain soon what that sin was, because we don't want to tell everybody that Hashem made an exception, that this is the exception to the rule. We don't want to teach everybody that this is the exception because Hashem called Ishmael. Therefore, even though he is evil, we could use his name. We prefer not to mention the name Ishmael when he's doing evil. Therefore, in the future, when somebody will name his child Ishmael, there won't be a question about his name. Now we're going to explain what the word Metzachik means. The Pasuk says that Sarai Imenu saw the son of Hagar, the Mitzris, Metzachik, mocking. What does mocking mean? Rashi brings four different interpretations on the word mocking, and Rashi's source really is Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Nun Gimel, Siman Yud Aleph, where the Medrash gives a little bit different spin. And I will explain the Medrash. The Medrash says, Omar Rab Shimon ben Yochai, Rab Shimon ben Yochai says, Rab Akiva oy omer bo davar lignai, Rab Akiva was interpreting the word metzachik for shame, meaning that it was a very harsh crime, vani omer bo davar leshevach, and I will interpret the word metzachik that will be a praise to Ishmael. Mefarshim explained that it's not necessarily praise, but definitely not such harsh crime as Rabbi Akiva and the others are going to interpret. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai explains, Rabbi Akiva says, E metzachik elu gilu aroyos, that metzachik means immorality, and he brings a pasuk, and Rabbi Akiva brings a pasuk to prove that metzachik means immorality, and what kind of immorality was he doing? Rabbi Akiva explains, it teaches you that Sarai Imenu saw Ishmael crossing over fields and having relations with married women. In other words, he was kidnapping married women and he was having relations with them. Rabbi Shmuel says that Tzchok means idolatry, and he brings a pasuk to prove it. And he says that Sarai Imenu saw Ishmael building little altars and he was catching grasshoppers and sacrificing the grasshoppers to foreign gods in the altars. Rabbi Loza ben Yosha Rabbi Yosha Glili, Oimer, Rabbi Loza, the son of Rabbi Yosha Glili, says that the Lashon Tzchoik means murder, and he brings a proof to his words. And Rabbi Azariah, in the name of Rabbi Levi, explains how does it mean murder. He explains that Ishmael used to tell Yitzchak, let's go take a look at our field that we are going to eventually get. And Ishmael used a bow and arrow and throwing against Yitzchak, and he was acting like he was metzachik, like he was playing with it. And Sarai Imenu saw what he's trying to do, that he's taking him to the field, and what he's doing. Sarai Imenu decided to stop that game because she thought that he's eventually going to kill him. So those are the three interpretations that Medrash brings, and they are the interpretations that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that Rabbi Akiva said it's gnai, it's shameful, meaning that they are the three capital crimes that a Jew is supposed to die and not transgress them. And those crimes Ishmael transgressed. And now Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, "V'oymer ani boy davar leshevach," and I say something to praise, meaning that they were fighting on Yerusha, they were fighting on inheritance. That on the time when Yitzchak was born, everybody was happy. Avraham Avinu was making a big party. Yishmael says, "Shoitim, fools, I'm the firstborn and I get two portions. Then why are you so happy that Yitzchak is born? I'm the one here and I'm the firstborn. I will get most of everything." Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, "And I'll prove you that I am right, because on Pasuk number 10, there, Sarai Menu tells Avraham Avinu, 'Gore shahom azois ves b'na,' drive out the slave woman and her son, 'Ki lo irash ben ahom azois,' for the son of this slave woman will not inherit, 'Imbni im Yitzchak,' with my son, with Yitzchak." You see clearly that the reason that Sarai Menu wanted to drive out Ishmael wasn't because of any sin that he did, because the only thing she mentions is that he's not going to inherit with her son Yitzchak. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, here is a clear proof that my interpretation is right. Maharil Diskin gives a beautiful interpretation on the word metzachik, mocking, and he connects it to the Rashi on Parshas Toldos, where Rashi there says, it's written, Vele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, this is the generations, the offsprings of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram holidus Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Rashi asks a question. Once you call him already Yitzchak, the son of Avram, automatically I know that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Rashi says, Lefi shoyu letzane adar oimrim, that the scoffer of generations were saying, Ma'avi melech nisabra sara, that Sarah became pregnant from Avimelech. Why would they say that? Shereikama shonim shuasam Avram, because for many years she spent with Avraham, meaning Sarah Imenu spent with Avraham many years, velonis Abrahimenu, and she did not become pregnant from him. And as soon that she spent time with Avimelech, right afterwards she became pregnant. Then the scoffers started to say that Yitzchak really is a child of Avimelech and not a child of Avraham. So Hashem had to make the face of Yitzchak be exactly like Avraham, and everybody knew that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. And the pasuk means to say, Ele told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, these are the children of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Everybody knows that Avraham holidus Yitzchak. Everybody knows that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. The Maharil Diskin says that the Letzane Ador, the scoffers of the generation that is mentioned in Parshas Toldos, is Ishmael. That Ishmael is the one that started the rumor that Avimelech is the father of Yitzchak, because Ishmael wanted to make sure that Yitzchak doesn't inherit Avraham Avinu. By him starting the rumor that Yitzchak is not the child of Avraham, but the child of Avimelech, Ishmael wanted to make sure that Yitzchak doesn't get any inheritance. Therefore, Sarah Imenu, when she goes over to Avraham Avinu, says to Avraham, send away the maid and her child, because he will not get any inheritance with Yitzchak. I wanted to add that this could be a proof to what the Gemara brings down in Soita, Daf Tes Omed Aleph. The Gemara there says, Kol anoisen einof b'mash she'eino shaloi, that somebody who puts his eye and something doesn't belong to him. Mash mevakesh einoisim loi, what he wants, we do not give him. Umash beyadoi, and what he has, noitlim emeno, we take from him. Meaning, if you want somebody else's property, and you desire somebody else's property, Hashem makes that not only you can get what you want, but what you have, you also lose. And that is exactly, according to the Maharil Diskin, what happened, that Ishmael wanted to have everything. He wanted to have Yitzchak's property. He didn't want Yitzchak to have what is his. So what he wanted to do, they don't give him. In other words, he doesn't get to have Yitzchak's property. Not only doesn't have Yitzchak's property, is what he thought was his, they take away from him too, that even his own inheritance is taken away from him. On all the interpretations of what the mocking was, there are questions. On the first three interpretations, that mocking meant that he was committing the three capital crimes, idolatry, immorality, and murder, we have a question from the end of the parsha. On chapter 21, pasuk number 17, when Ishmael is in the desert and he doesn't have what to drink, the pasuk says that Vayishmael Elokim es kol hanar, Hashem listened to the voice of the lad, Vayikra malach Elokim el Hagar min hashamayim, an angel from Hashem called Hagar from heaven, Vayomer lo, and told her, Malach Hagar, what's going on, Hagar? What troubles you, Hagar? Al tiri, do not fear. Kisham Elokim el kol hanar, that Hashem listened to the voice of the lad, meaning to the cry of the child, of Ishmael, Basher hu sham, the way that he is there. Rashi brings from the Medrash Rabbe, what does it mean, Basher hu sham, the way he is there? Lefi masim she'oise achshav hu nidon, that he is judged by the actions that he does now, v'loy lefi ma shehu osid lasois, but not by the actions that he is going to do in the future. Rashi explains, what does it mean, actions that he's going to do? Lefi shamayu malach ha'shores mekatregim, the angels were complaining and saying, Ribbono shel olam, mi she'osid zaroi laham izbonecha batzoma atomal eloi be'er, that a person that is going to cause your children to die of thirst, you giving them water, you give making a miracle that water should appear. And Rashi explains, where do we find that Ishmael is going to kill the Jewish people? Rashi says that it is talking about a time in the future when the Jewish people are going to be exiled by Nebuchadnezzar. They're going to pass by the Arab lands and they'll ask their captors, please go to my uncle's children, go to Ishmael's children, go to the Arabs and ask them to have mercy on us. And the Arabs act like they have mercy on us, and they come out with meat and salty fish, and the Jewish people believe that they are good people. And then they ask for something to drink, and the Arabs, instead of giving them water, give them flasks full of air. And they were so thirsty that once they take the air into their mouth, they die because of the air going into their body. Comes out that Ishmael's children are going to kill the Jewish people because of water, by not giving water. And for people like that, Hashem, you are making a miracle now. Hashem answered the angels, is Ishmael now righteous or evil? Is he a tzaddik or rasha? The angels all agreed that Ishmael is a tzaddik, Ishmael is a righteous person. Then Hashem says, if he's righteous, then I'm saving him, Basher hu sham, the way he is there now. I am not looking in the future, I only judge him the way he is there now. The question that the Mizrahi asks, that since Rashi himself says that Ishmael did the three capital crimes, if he did the three capital crimes, how can you call him a tzaddik? And the Mizrahi actually answers that we have to say that this Medrash goes according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, meaning that according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Ishmael did not commit all the three capital crimes. The argument of Ishmael was only about the inheritance. Then we could say that he is still a tzaddik, that he had not yet committed any sins. The Fetor says that since the pasuk says, Vayishma Elokim el kol hanar, that Hashem listened to the voice of the lad, meaning that Ishmael prayed to Hashem, and at that moment Ishmael hirer b'tshuva, he had an inkling to do tshuva. True that this is not the best level of tshuva, that normally the best level of repentance is when you are confronted with the sin and in the same situation or circumstances as you did the sin, and you are able to overcome the sin. That is the optimum level of repentance. But according to the Rambam, the last level of tshuva, which still works, the last level of repentance is when you are at your deathbed and you repent about what you did wrong. And this is the case of Ishmael. Ishmael thought he's about to die and he repented full-heartedly for the sins that he did. And even though Hashem knows that he is going to make sins afterwards, but right now he full-heartedly repented on his sins, then right now he is considered a tzaddik, a righteous person, because even when you repent at your deathbed because you're afraid you are going to die, your repentance is still accepted by Hashem, and you are considered a tzaddik, a righteous person. And that is also the reason why we specifically read this parsha on Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem wants us to know that even though before Rosh Hashanah you committed sins, and most probably, unfortunately, after Rosh Hashanah you are going to commit sins again, but we follow exactly what Rashi says, Lefi masim she'oise achshav hu nidon. The person is judged only by the action he does at present. Meaning that even though before you were a sinner, but now you do tshuva wholeheartedly, and even though Hashem knows that you are going to sin in the future, Hashem does not judge you neither what you did in the past nor what you're going to do in the future. When Hashem judges you, He judges you exactly the way you are then. As it's clearly written in Rashi, Veloy lefi mashe wasit lasois, and not according to what He is going to do in the future. Meaning that even though Hashem knows in the future we are going to sin, but nonetheless, since Hashem is kind, Hashem judges us the way we are now. The Zohar is of the opinion that even though Ishmael has done the three capital crimes, meaning that he did immorality, murder, and idolatry, still, when Hashem asks the angels if he's innocent or guilty, if he's tzaddik or rasha, they are still required to answer that he is a tzaddik. And the Zohar explains, because it's known that the heavenly court does not punish a person until he is the age of 20, meaning that anybody less than 20 is considered a minor regarding the responsibility of his actions in front of the heavenly court. Therefore, even if he commits crimes, nonetheless, we have to consider him a tzaddik. And according to the Rokeach and according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Ishmael at this age was 17 years old. And the way they come to this number is that Avraham Avinu circumcised himself at the age of 99. Ishmael at that age was 13. Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak at the age of 100. Comes out that Ishmael was 14 years old when Yitzchak was born. And the pasuk previous to this parsha says that Avraham Avinu did a huge party beyoim higomel as Yitzchak, the day of the winning of Yitzchak. And Rashi says that winning of Yitzchak means 24th month of nursing. So comes out 24 months is 2 years plus 14 years. He is at least 16 years old. And the Rokeach says that we know that he is 17 years because we find somewhere else that a person is called a nar, he's called a lad by the age of 17. And that is on Parshas Vayeshev, where there it's talking about Yosef HaTzadik on chapter 37. Pasuk number 2 says, Yosef ben Shvayes Rishono, Yosef is 17 years old. And the pasuk continue, V'hu nar es bnei Vila ves bnei Zilpa, and he was a youth with the sons of Bila and the sons of Zilpa. So you see clearly that at the age of 17, you are called a youth. And the Rokeach says, here it's also written the word nar. Therefore we know that Ishmael was 17 years old when he was kicked out of the house of Avraham. Comes out that he was under the age of 20. If he's under the age of 20, he doesn't have any criminal liability in front of the heavenly court because he's considered a minor. Below the age of 20, a person is considered a minor. If he's considered a minor, then he is not liable. He's still a tzaddik. If he's a tzaddik, he deserves to be saved. True that if he follows in this path, eventually at the age of 20, he is going to become a criminal. But right now, he is 17 years old. And at the age of 17, he cannot be considered liable for his action in front of the heavenly court. Therefore, the Zohar says he was saved because Basher Husham, the way he was there, meaning that he was a minor. Sefer Chaim Tov says that according to what Rashi says previously on Pasuk number 12, that Hashem tells Avraham, Al yira b'einecho lanav l'masecho, do not feel bad on the lad and her maiden. Koila asher toimer elecho Sara, shma b'koila, that everything that Sarah says, listen to her voice, ki ve'itzchok yikore lecho Zara, because in Yitzchok it will be called to you an offspring. Rashi makes a point to say, why does Hashem tell Avraham, Koil asher omar lecho Sara shma b'koila, everything that Sarah says, listen to her voice, why doesn't he say just send the maiden out? So Rashi says, Shma b'koila, b'koil ruach ha-koidesh sheba. Listen to her ruach ha-koidesh, to her divine prophecy. And Rashi continues, Lamadur, from there we learn, Shahaya Avram tofel Sara b'nevius, that Avram is subordinate to Sarah in prophecy, meaning that Sarah Imenu is able to see things that Avram Avinu cannot see. The question is, what kind of prophecy are we talking here? Where do you see that there was some prophetic vision or some prophetic statement that Hashem has to make a point to tell Avraham Avinu, listen to Sarah's prophecy? Therefore, Sefer Chaim Tov says that in truth, Sarah Imenu did not actually see Ishmael committing all the three capital crimes. Sarah Imenu saw prophetically that Ishmael is going to commit all the three capital crimes, and because she saw prophetically that he's going to commit these crimes, she wanted Ishmael to be separated from Yitzchak. She knew that Ishmael is going to be a bad influence in Yitzchak, and she wanted him to be separated from him. And according to this, we understand why Avraham Avinu was reluctant to send away Ishmael. Because if it actually happened that Sarah Imenu saw him committing idolatry, committing murder, and committing immorality, how is it possible that Avraham Avinu will not rebuke and not send away his child? Must be because it hadn't yet happened. And Avraham Avinu was saddened that she saw this vision, and he didn't believe the vision, or he hoped the vision will change. Therefore, it was required to have Hashem's intervention, that Hashem has to tell him, Koila asher toimer lecho Sarah shma b'koila, everything that Sarah tells you, listen to her voice, meaning listen to her prophetic voice. She knows what she's talking. Her prophecy is stronger than yours. She sees what is going to happen. And since she sees what is going to happen, you have to send Ishmael away. As soon as Hashem tells him that, Avraham, in fact, sends Ishmael away. And that is part of the test of Avraham Avinu. Because had he actually seen Ishmael sinning, then maybe the test wouldn't have been as great. But now that he only knows because of prophetic vision, then the fact that he sends away his son, it's a test. And therefore, when it comes time to save Ishmael, Hashem asks the angel, true, I know that Ishmael is eventually going to sin, but he didn't sin yet. Is he a tzaddik at this moment, or is he a rasha at this moment? Is he righteous at this moment, or is he evil at this moment? Therefore, the angels, having no choice, since Ishmael hadn't sinned yet, they answered him that Ishmael is at this moment a tzaddik. And according to this, the language of Rashi becomes very clear. Rashi says, Lefi masim shewoise achshav hu nidon. In according to the deeds that he does at the present, he is judged. Meaning that Hashem only judges you according to what you do right now. V'loy lefi ma shehu osid lasois, but not according to what he is going to do. It doesn't say not according to what his children are going to do. It says not according to what he is going to do, meaning that even though it was predicted that Ishmael was going to commit all the three capital crimes, but since he hadn't committed them yet, it was going to be in the future, Hashem does not judge you now for what you are going to do in the future. And therefore, Hashem saved Ishmael. I will finish with a very intriguing message from the Chofetz Chaim Ala Torah. The Chofetz Chaim Ala Torah says that there is no doubt that if Ishmael continues together with Yitzchak, there is no doubt that Yitzchak would give influence into Ishmael, and Ishmael wouldn't be such a huge criminal. But nonetheless, there is always a risk that the fact that Ishmael is together with Yitzchak, that Yitzchak won't be such a great tzaddik because Ishmael is going to influence him. Therefore, Sarah Imenu decided, and Hashem agreed, that it is more important to make sure that Yitzchak stays righteous and Yitzchak doesn't get corrupted than any influence that Yitzchak could give on Ishmael. Meaning that any gain you would have by a rasha, by an evil person becoming more righteous, is not worth it if that comes at the risk of a righteous becoming more evil. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should do tshuva shleima, complete tshuva. And if we do tshuva shleima, complete tshuva, we'll merit to have what is written in the pasuk, itamu chatoi min haaretz, that sins will cease from the land automatically if there are no more sins, ureshoim oid enam, there are no more evil people. And if we merit not to have evil people, then automatically we'll merit to have Moshiach come, Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, b'mheiro b'yomeinu, amen.